P7NZ, P7 November Zulu, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa Mobile. By the frequency for a moment there, Adrian.
V1EP, V7NZ.
Yeah, Adrian, I found this. They called it a mini GPS tracker. If I got this tracker, but it doesn't record on SunHub or APRS, is there a site that I can insert the data of this tracker, like on Whisper or SunHub? Is there a site to do that?
There's two things that apply here. One is Whisper is a standard format for a four-digit grid square. So if it's Whisper compliant and sends the four-digit grid square, it should work it'll work, and that'll upload to SondHub. If you want to get beyond that, you want to get to a six-digit grid square and you want to include more detailed information like battery voltage and temperature and so on, then you need a protocol, an extended telemetry protocol. And those vary by manufacturer. The U4B one is very popular, and that's used by U4B and Turquito. I don't know which one you're speaking of, so if you can tell me what the make is, make and model, or send me a link, I'll be happy to look into it a little bit more specifically for you.
Yeah, I think the purpose of these is for you can place them in your car. If somebody steals your car, you know exactly where it's at. But I'll send you the link, and maybe you can reply to me via email. I know you're busy. Anyway, your balloon is doing great. I think it's heading for Ontario there now. And it beaconed early this morning, probably about, I think, around 10 o'clock my time. But 7-3, Adrian, I won't keep you. Thanks for all you do. One Echo, Papa Mobile.
Yeah, no problem, Emil. All good. Just send me the info and I'll get back to you. Thanks. 73V7NZ.
Yeah, very good there, Adrian. I appreciate that. What is the basic TC value for a tracker? Just curious, over.
I'm sorry, what was the question? What is the basic what value?
What's the going rate for a tracker these days? Over? The updated one.
Oh, gosh. Let me just take a look here. I can tell you what it costs us to build the Turquito one. Just a second.
Yeah, tracker I'm looking at weighs, I think they had said it weighs like about 20 grams, and maybe it'd be worthwhile putting on one of these drones. At least you'll make sure you'll find it when it lands.
Yeah, I'm struggling to get the exact info, but I think the Raspberry Pi Pico and the Turquito, if you buy, 10 at a time, works out to about $30 for the tracker. Then you've got to add some solar panels and bits and pieces. I have that data somewhere else. in one of my presentations, let's say $30 to $50 all in, including the solar panels. That's the inexpensive one. There's even cheaper ones people are experimenting with, but I haven't done that because, you know, it's not a lot of money and I didn't want to risk something that might not work. Having said that, you can go to the other extreme, which is the QRP Labs trackers that we use on the Habs, and we were using originally on the Picos, like the original U4B. And those suckers, by the time I just looked, we just paid $197 Canadian, including shipping and duties and all the bits and pieces to get those to the door. So those are a lot more, but they do a lot more. They do APRS, and they can do CW, and they can do all sorts of customization, and they're very power efficient, et cetera, et cetera. So depends what you want to do. I would think for your kite flying or balloon flying type of exercise, I would go with an APRS transmitter probably, because Whisper takes so long. It takes 2 minutes to send the signal, whereas APRS, you can blurt that out every 20 or 30 seconds and just receive it on VHF. So anyway, that's just some thoughts.
Yeah, okay, Adrian. Thanks for that. I won't keep you. 7-3, 1-Echo, Mobile, Claire. VA3HRY, V1-Echo, Papa. Are you still at the park there, Henry? Nothing heard. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa Mobile.